It's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Turn that all the way down right there. You what's happening? It's draft day. Draft starts in, I think, about an hour. So we're gonna try to get this. We're gonna try to go ahead and get right into it. Dog Food Radio. We're gonna be looking at the defensive AFC North grades pre-draft. Gonna basically look at each team in the AFC North, kind of break them down by position, give them a letter grade, and then maybe try to guess, you know, what a team is going to do tonight, given maybe what some of their needs might be. So let's go ahead and get right into it real quick. So let's start with the Browns, 2024. For most of the year, they were a top five defense, and they finished the season ranked 14th. But if you look at what they were in passing, they were the number one pass defense in the league and the number 11 rush, a defense against rush. So it makes sense why the cornerbacks would be an A+. You got three corners that can go man up. Safety player. There's been differing opinions on the safety play. I felt like the safety play was solid. You know, there were some injuries to that position that really didn't help. But I felt for the most part, the back end of the defense was tremendous. And then if we obviously look at the defensive ends, Myles Garrett, Za'Darius Smith, Okoronkwo, Wright. You know, I would say Garrett makes this an A+ group, obviously defensive player of the year. So nothing to really talk about there. Defensive tackles. I thought the defensive tackle play was a vast improvement from the previous season under Joe Woods, the Joe Woods season. Now, we know that the linebackers was probably the weakest part of the defense. And I probably could have gave the outside linebackers a B. Obviously, JOK had a tremendous year, but there's just not a lot of depth there. So him by himself, we maybe could have went B there. So it really just depends, B minus B. But the inside linebackers, I just went C+ because we really don't know what they're going to look like. But linebacker is easily the area that could see the most improvement, or we would like to see the most improvement going into 2024. So if you look at the report card there, you really only have a C level position. And again, we'll probably update these throughout the year. Maybe we'll do a grade once a quarter. We'll do them quarterly or something when the season starts, every four games or so, just to see how they're tracking, how they're performing. But you know, it wouldn't surprise me if the Browns, I mean, you could go a number of positions on defense. Obviously, the glaring need would be linebacker. But if you wanted to draft, if there was a best available defensive end, if there was a best available, you know, defensive tackle, there was a best available cornerback. You know, at this point, with the foundation of the defense that you have, you should be trying to fill in slots, fill in roles so that in this division, in the AFC North, because you'll see when we look at the other grades, because the grades really don't differ from team to team. There's just certain strengths that certain teams have when you look at the grade. But offense really needs to be secondary to the defense, because in the AFC North, you got to stop people. Trying to outscore them is not really going to bear much weight, especially when you get later into the season. It's going to come down to defense and physicality. And this defense right here, I mean, they proved it for 90% of the season. So let's go ahead and pause right there real quick for a quick commercial break. And we will be right back with Dog Food Radio Show.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so let's take it to the Ravens. All right, now let's look at what the Ravens were. I think most of the year, again, they were a top five defense, no questions asked. And to finish the year, they were number one overall. They were number six against the pass, and they were number 14 against the run. So if you look at the back end of the secondary, again, safety play. They've got solid safety play. Cornerbacks, I would say Humphrey is a large reason as to why that's a B plus. But obviously, when you compare it against what the Browns have, I don't even think you could give it an A. I think B plus is a solid grade, because again, they were solid. I mean, if you're number six against the pass, you know, that's solid. But again, as y'all know, there's levels to different things. So back end of their secondary is very solid. Obviously, you got Matt Ebike. He's the main reason that is an A. I didn't think I could go B plus. I think they're probably going to address their depth at that position. So, you know, defensive end, they pretty much have a star there that's going to bring up the whole room. Now, their defensive tackles, Again, that's probably the weak part of their particular defense. But again, defense is a unit, and you know the Ravens defense does play as a unit. They lost Patrick Queen, but again, even with that loss, their linebacker core still solid. Roquan Smith, Van Noy, that had to go ahead and give that an A plus. That's largely because of Roquan Smith, but you know, again, solid defense. They've had a solid defense for 30 something years. So that's their offense tends to match their defense, and that's what the Browns are hoping to achieve, where you can be just as dominant on both sides of the ball. And I think that was the separator this past season, and probably a little bit more on the health side for them as well. But going into next year, I mean, definitely, you already know their defense is going to be one of the top. Again, you already know that. So I would think in draft, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if they maybe tried to go defensive tackle, or maybe even another corner, because I do think you're probably going to – the AFC North is probably going to – you're probably going to have your corner game right, given that everybody has a dynamic receiver. Everybody. I would probably say that the Ravens receiving corps is probably the weaker, if we're just talking about just the position of anybody else in the division. So again, nothing to really talk about there. You see, they only have one C on their report card as well. So again, solid D there. Let's take it to the Steelers. And let's see what they were ranked in total defense. So the Steelers in total defense, they were ranked number six. And that's a bit of a surprise, given that most of the season, I don't know that they were considered a top five defense. Not to say that they were garbage, but number six, because that, I mean, that's higher than the Browns in terms of total defensive ranking. Now, against the pass, the Steelers were number 17. And against the run, they were number 19. So with that being said, Fitzpatrick is probably the anchor of the secondary. I think he was hurt a lot of the year. But again, you know, you got to give that position an A. As far as the free safeties are concerned, solid corners, but they're not – on par as far as the Ravens or the Browns are concerned. But again, solid cornerback group there. And we already know their linebackers. You probably could have went A-plus across the board on that. But linebacker is definitely going to be the strength of their defense for sure. And then you got Cam Hayward on and Ogunjobi on the defensive end. Defensive tackle. Similar to the Ravens is probably where they're the weakest. But again, defense is played as a unit, and the Steelers tend to have a solid defense. You saw that we talked about teams that are number one in or top 10, I'm sorry, in run defense, the success that they have as far as winning the division. Again, let's take a look at rushing defense. As far as the rankings were concerned, Cleveland Browns was 11, Ravens were 14, Steelers were 19, Bengals were 26. So the Browns, even though they had the higher ranking in the division in rushing defense, weren't able to win the division. Again, largely you could attribute that to injury. So defense is going to be the name of the game going into 2024. There's no question about it. And as you see, again, they really only, if you look at it, they only have two C's. That's at the strong safety position. But again, they make up for it in elite linebacker play and what that allows them to do from a pass rush and a coverage perspective. So, again, another solid defensive group. And to wrap it on up, let's take a look at the Bengals. Now, I believe Hendrickson just requested a trade today, so who knows if they will trade him. If they do trade him, that grade probably drops down to a C-plus if they lose Hendrickson, depending on if they're able to get anything back in return for him. But as of right now, we got the defensive ends at an A for them right there. That might be a little high, but I think the lowest you could go is B on that. Defensive tackle is kind of their weakest position, but you'll notice that with their defense, and that probably illustrates the year that they had combined with Joe Burrow's injuries, because he probably would have masked some of the defensive problems. They're really not on par, especially with losing DJ Reader, and the other safety, was it Bates? So that losing some of those guys definitely takes their defense down a tick. Now, they've only got one A and a bunch of C's across the board, but all it takes is a trade or maybe hitting in the draft, and you know, they're right up there. Now, we know that the Browns have had their number. I think that's largely because of, you know, the mismatches. Styles make fights. They may not be constructed to deal with the Browns' physicality. And then even when you look at the interior, defensive tackle and some of the inside linebacker play, what the Browns do well as far as the power run game and the play action game, that probably bodes well when you match up against the Bengals versus when they play the Chiefs. I'm not going to say that that's a mismatch for the Chiefs, but, you know, they tend to play them a little bit better for whatever reason. And with the Chiefs being on the schedule for the Browns this season, it'll be interesting to see how the Browns match up. That's actually a favorable matchup, not favorable in terms of advantage, but favorable in terms of being able to, you know, get a feel for Mahomes, get a feel for the pocket awareness, get a feel for the speed, get a feel for how he reads defenses, things like that. And because you're probably going to have to meet them again in the playoffs. So Cincinnati could go a number of ways if they decide to go defense in the draft. I'm not familiar with how many picks that they have. But yeah, after the draft, we're going to revisit it. So we'll probably do defense first. And then we'll do offensive grades, and you know, we may revisit it towards the start of the season on some, you know, video game type matchups, like where you just look at everything on paper, and then obviously the games aren't played on paper. You got to go out there and play the games. So draft starts in about 56 minutes. So just wanted to get this one out. Again, Dog Food Radio, part of the Fanatical Sports Network. Fans First Sports Network, Fanatical Elves Network. You know, and again, shout out to everybody that's on the team. We got a lot of great content. So thank you, everybody, for the support and interacting with us on Twitter and everything like that. We really appreciate it. Be sure to tune in to us at, I think it's 8 o'clock Eastern. We're going to have a live show. And I'm sure we'll do a little bit more diving into some of the grades and some of the roster moves, and depending on what kind of trades are made. So that'll do it. Again, appreciate y'all, and we will catch y'all on the next one.